to bring our refuge field to mind. I like starting with Guru Vajradhara, the tantric Buddha, surrounded by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and the entire entourage. And there in the front, Vajrasattva. And thinking that all of these Buddhas are, in essence, your root guru, not separate from your root guru. And just setting our motivation that we're doing this practice so we ourselves can quickly become enlightened so that we can perfectly benefit all the suffering sentient beings. So the motivation. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the 10 Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the 10 Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the 10 Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. The power of regret. First, recall the definition of negative karma, any action that results in suffering, usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. Almost every action I do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I've ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I've also been breaking my Pradhamoksha, Bodhisattva, and Tantric vows. Worst of all, I've created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body, and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I've swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. In this way, generate strong feelings of urgency and regret. And remembering impermanence and death. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I'd definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I'd remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now, without even a second's delay, by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. The power of dependence generating bodhicitta. But I'm not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, pretas, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So, with this feeling of karmic responsibility for all those sentient beings in all the realms where there is no respite, there's no leisure, there's no way to help themselves, just kind of digging the hole deeper. And here we are with the potential to be able to help. Whether we feel ready or not, it doesn't really matter. We actually, it is possible for us to help these beings. So we have to do it. And we don't have to do it alone. We have all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to help us, and especially Guru Vajrasattva. So imagine that above the crown of your head, seated upon a lotus and moon seat, are Vajrasattva, father and mother. Their bodies are white, and each has one face and two arms. He holds a Dorjian bell, and she a curved knife and skull cup. They are embracing each other. The father is adorned with six mudras, and the mother with five. He sits in the Vajra posture, and she in the lotus. So think. Vajrasattva is my root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who, out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces me and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify me and all others. And in this way, naturally, your mind is transformed into guru devotion, which is the root of all blessings and realizations of the path to enlightenment. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. And as a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and mantra garland, you are cleansed of all sicknesses, spirit harm, negative karma, and obscurations. The meaning of the mantra, so we can read this, it's on page 15. You, Vajrasattva, have generated the holy mind, Bodhicitta, according to your pledge, Samaya. Your holy mind is enriched with the simultaneous holy actions of releasing transmigratory beings from samsara, the circling suffering aggregates. Whatever happens in my life, happiness or suffering, good or bad, with a pleased holy mind, never give up, but please guide me. Please stabilize all happiness, including the happiness of the upper realms. Actualize all actions and sublime and common realizations, and please make the glory of the five wisdoms abide in my heart. So, when we do the Vajrasattva mantra, we have the visualization and then we recite the mantra. You don't have to do the two simultaneously, you can do one and then the other. So, you can spend a moment imagining the nectar flowing from Vajrasattva, father and mother, from the moon and the mantra garland and the hum, through the crown of your head, flowing through your whole body, and washing away, first for the downward purification, like a great continuous shower of nectar, washing away all of the gross, disturbing emotions and afflictions. So all the attachment and craving energy is washed from your system. All the frustrated, impatient, angry, intolerant energy washed from your system. All the competitiveness and jealousy washed from your system. And so these really gross afflictions you can imagine as various poisonous creatures like frogs and scorpions and long worms. They manifest as these creatures that we have a natural dislike of, that we recoil from, because these disturbing emotions are just like that. And so feel how good it is to be freed of these afflictions. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva teno patita, drido me bhava, sutokayo me bhava, supokayo me bhava, anarata me bhava, savasiddhi me prayata, savakamasutame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, savatatagata, vajrama me moncha, vajrabhava maha, samaya, sattva ahom pe, hoim vajrasapa samaya, manopalaya, vajrasapa teno patita, drido me bhava, sutokayo me bhava, supokayo me bhava, anarata me bhava, savasiddhi me prayata, savakamasutame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, savatatagata, vajrama me moncha, vajrabhava maha, samaya, sattva ahom pe, hoim vajrasapa samaya, manopalaya, vajrasattva teno patita, drido me bhava, sutokayo me bhava, supokayo me bhava, anarata me bhava, savasiddhi me prayata, savakamasutame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, savatatagata, vajrama me moncha, vajrabhava maha, samaya, sattva ahom pe, hoim vajrasapa samaya, manopalaya, vajrasattva teno patita, drido me bhava, sutokayo me bhava, supokayo me bhava, anarata me bhava, savasiddhi me prayata, savakamasutame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, savatatagata, vajrama me moncha, vajrabhava maha, samaya, sattva ahom pe, hoim vajrasapa samaya, manopalaya, vajrasattva teno patita, drido me bhava, sutokayo me bhava, supokayo me bhava, anarata me bhava, savasiddhi me prayata, savakamasutame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, savatatagata, vajrama me moncha, vajrabhava maha, samaya, sattva ahom pe. Feel your whole system radiant, completely clarified. All the gross afflictions and negativities are completely purified. Feel your whole body reverberating with the sound of the mantra. Feel the great relief of being free of these gross afflictions, all of their consequences, all of their chain reactions completely purified. And now for the upwards purification, the nectar again flows from Vajrasattva, father and mother, from the moon, the mantra garland, and the hum, through the crown of your head, down your central channel, and fills your whole body with the nectar. A continuous cascade of nectar. And as the level of the nectar slowly rises, all of the more subtle obscurations rise to the top like dirt or oil. And just as you're cleaning a glass, if you have the tap running continuously, all the dirt is swirled round and comes out the top until the nectar is completely clear, the water is completely clear. So as the nectar swirls around in your body, all of the more subtle afflictions, their stains, their imprints, reverberations are pushed up and outwards through the upper openings of your body. Feel how, as these more subtle stains are pushed out through your eyes, that your vision is clarified. As the nectar clears all these doors to the senses, as it comes, all the subtle dirt and obscurations come out from your ears. All the distortions of sound, the distortions of words, of how we mishear, completely cleaned. And not only this, but all of the mental baggage, all the emotional triggers and habits are washed out through these doors to the senses. and even the mental habits, all of how our brain is wired, all the intergenerational trauma, all of the mistakes or distortions in our DNA, they're all washed upwards and outwards until our whole body and mind is clear and radiant and filled with this nectar. Oh, Vajrasattva Samaya, Manopalaya, Vajrasattva Teno Patita, Drido Me Bhava, Sutokayo Me Bhava, Supokayo Me Bhava, Anarato Me Bhava, Sava Siddhi Me Prayata, Sava Kama Tsotsame, Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom, Ha 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 Ho, Bhagavan, Sava Tata Gata, Vajra Mame Mantra, Vajra Bhava Maha, Samaya, Sattva Ahom Pe, Om Vajrasattva Samaya, Manopalaya, Vajra Sattva Teno Patita, Jito Me Bhava, Sutokayo Me Bhava, Supokayo Me Bhava, Anarato Me Bhava, Sava Siddhi Me Prayata, Sava Kama Tsotsame, Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom, Ha 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 Ho, Bhagavan, Sava Tata Gata, Vajra Mame Mantra, Vajra Bhava Maha, Samaya, Sattva Ahom Pe, Om Vajrasattva Samaya, Manopalaya, Vajrasattva Teno Patita, Jito Me Bhava, Sutokayo Me Bhava, Supokayo me bhava, Anarato me bhava, Sava Siddhi me prayata, Sava Kama Tsotsame, Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom, Ha 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 Ho, Bhagavan, Sava Tata Gata, Vajra Mame Mantra, Vajra Bhava Maha, Samaya, Sava Ahom Pe, Om Vajrasattva Samaya, Manopalaya, Vajrasattva Teno Patita, Drido Me Bhava, Sutokayo me bhava, Supokayo me bhava, Anarato me bhava, Sava Siddhi me prayata sava kama tsotsame chitam shriyam kuru hom ha 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 ho bhagavan sava tata gata vajra mame mantra vajra bhava maha samaya sattva ahom pe om vajrasattva samaya manopalaya vajrasattva teno patita drido me bhava sutokayo me bhava supokayo me bhava anarato me bhava sava siddhi me prayata sava kama tsotsame chitam shriyam kuru hom ha 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 Ho Bhagavan, Sava Tata Gata, Vajra Mame Muncha, Vajra Bhava Maha, Samaya, Sapa Ahom Pe, Om Vajrasattva Samaya, Manopalaya, Vajrasattva Teno Patita, Drido Me Bhava, Sutokayo Me Bhava, Supokayo Me Bhava, Anarato Me Bhava, Sava Siddhi Me Prayata, Sava Kama Tsotsame, Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom, Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan, Sava Tata Gata, Vajra Mame Muncha, Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsotsame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe So feel every ounce, every speck, every atom of negativity completely washed from your system and your whole being energized, radiant, filled with the nectar, blazing clear, white. Every atom of your being clarified. And then for the instantaneous cleansing as both light and nectar flash down through your crown, continuously flashes of blissful light shower down through your crown, the wisdom illuminating reality, wisdom realizing emptiness, and the light continuously illuminates the darkness of your mind. That just disappears, just as light makes the darkness disappear. The darkness doesn't go somewhere else, it just disappears. And in this continuous, blissful flashes of light down through your crown, in that radiance, you have the direct perception of the nature of reality. All the gross and subtle negativities are purified, so you can now experience reality directly, without distortion. And feel that your self-grasping is completely purified, dissolves into emptiness. That the innate ignorance that clouds and oppresses our mind completely disappears in these blissful flashes of light. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva no Patita Drito Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Sapateno patita, trito me bava, sutokayo me bava, supokayo me bava, anarato me bava, sava siddhi me prayata, sava kama sutsame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, sava tata gata, vajrama me muncha, vajra bava maha, samaya, sapa ahom pe, hoim vajra sapa samaya, manopalaya, vajra sapateno patita, trito me bava, sutokayo me bava, Supokayo me bava, anarato me bava, sava siddhi me prayata, sava kama sutame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 ho, bhagava, sava tata gata, vajrama me moncha, vajra bava maha, samaya, sava ahoim pe, om vajra sapa samaya, manopalaya, vajra sapa teno patita, drito me bava, sutokayo me bava, supokayo me bava, anarato me bava, sava siddhi me prayata, Sava kama tsutame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, sava tata gata, vajrama me moncha, vajra bava maha, samaya, sapa ahom pe, hoim vajra sapa samaya, manopalaya, vajra sapa teno patita, drito me bava, sutokayo me bava, supokayo me bava, anarato me bava, sava siddhi me prayata, sava kama tsutame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 ha. Hoi Bhagavan, Sava Tata Gata, Vajrama Me Moncha, Vajra Bhava Maha, Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe. Hoim Vajra Sapa Samaya, Manopalaya, Vajra Sapa Teno Patita, Drito Me Bhava, Sutokayo Me Bhava, Supokayo Me Bhava, Anarato Me Bhava, Sava Siddhi Me Prayata, Sava Kama Tsutame, Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim, Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan, Sava Tata Gata, Vajrama Me Moncha, Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe. Hoim Vajra Sapa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sapa Teno Patita Trito Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe. Feel how your mind is illuminated, blissful. Whatever your mind alights on is in the nature of that light. And you are able to effortlessly focus not on the everything, but on the light. Feel the bliss of having completely released the self-grasping. And from the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva says, O son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified. So generate strong faith that they have been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. And then to complete the opponent powers, the power of refraining from committing negativities again. We think that we say intimately at the feet of Guru Vajrasattva, Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge. Vajrasattva, father and mother, melt into light, and this light dissolves into you. Your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. And recognizing this as your true nature, contemplating. In emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma, and there is no negative karma created. And so this is just like when our senses alight on various objects, instead of being completely involved in what those objects are. Seeing all these objects in the nature of light to remind us of their empty nature. Until our entire focus is on that empty nature and not the things themselves. So, in this way, looking at all phenomena as empty, they do not exist from their own side. And with this awareness of emptiness, then we dedicate, with this emptiness, we dedicate the merits. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there, but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, by myself alone, which appears to be real but is totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way, I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I might perform good works. And then offering our practice for the health and long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. And for Rinpoche's swift recognition, in holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armor of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable Venerable Guru, to you I make request. And for Geshe Tenzin Zopa's long life, Tenzin Zopa, leading a pilgrimage path through samsara, humble and courageously devoted heart son of Yogi Khonchog, guiding with Dharma delight at the perfect place and perfect time, please ripen sentient beings with your Dakini dance until the inseparable union.